It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Stephanie Brunia is a photographer who lives in Oxford, Iowa. One of her favorite subjects to photograph is her dad, Steve. Her work with her dad is on display right now in Cafe Barata at the State Historical Building. It's a unique exhibition. It's titled Thursday's Child, and I've asked both Steph and her dad, who lives in Ames, to talk with me about it today. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Steve, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here also.
All right. Well, Steph, we'll start with you. This project started because you were away for a while. You were living in New Mexico. Tell me what happened.
Sure. I'd gone to New Mexico to get my master's in fine arts, and I'd been away for a little over a year. And during that time, some of my dad's aging became more apparent. Our rhythms were just a little bit different than they used to be. He walked a little slower. His hearing was not quite what it used to be. It was nothing extreme, but I just felt the change. And I wanted to somehow explore the subtleties of that change. And in some ways, what made me anxious about that and trying to, like, not be as anxious about it and exploring that with the camera.
Well, and I think a lot of us have that experience when we are away from someone that we love for a while. When we see them again, we can see the changes in a way that we couldn't see them if we were with them on a daily basis. So, okay, a lot of us see that, but what made you want to go a step further and explore it with your art?
Well, I've always been interested in trying to kind of needle in and deal with what makes me anxious. Like, that which makes me uncomfortable becomes an interesting place to start exploring. Because by confronting it with the camera and kind of working through it, I feel like I try to come at things that are somewhat universal to a lot of people. So, yeah, dealing with the aging of a loved one and what that means for both you and that person is somewhat universal. And so, like, confronting it allows me to not only work through it for myself, but hopefully open that conversation for other people.
All right. And now I may or may not see changes in my parents, but I wouldn't necessarily talk to them about it, at least not right away. So when you had this idea, how did you take it to your dad?
I don't know. I just kind of started talking to him about it and said, Dad, I have this idea. It's going to sound kind of weird. He's not really one who likes to be photographed. So choosing him as a subject was probably a little surprising for him. But he was willing from the get-go. And we've talked a lot about what it means for both of us and what I'm trying to achieve with the project.
Now, Steve, when Steph came to you with this idea, do you remember what she said?
I don't remember specifically, but all I was thinking was that I could help her. I probably am the one person that can help her the most and the easiest, and because I'm available, and that's just way.
All right. So you are a man who doesn't like to be photographed, and these photographs are on display, as I mentioned, at the State Historical Building, and they're a unique collection of photographs. I mean, they're not just pictures of you, Steve. There are pictures that are close-ups of your skin. There are pictures of you not wearing a shirt. So beyond saying, okay, you can take my picture, did Stephanie have to do some convincing?
Not really, because it was for her. It's not about me.
You are the sweetest dad.
He is totally the sweetest dad.
So let's talk a little bit about your relationship, because the exhibition is called Thursday's Child. And Steph, where does that name come from?
Well, we were both born on Thursdays. So there's the poem Monday's Child, and Thursday's Child has far to go. And my dad has always liked finding patterns in things in life. And many, many years ago, he realized there was a pattern in how all of our birthdays fall in the year. And these little links are maybe fairly insignificant facts, but they become the things that we cling to and that kind of help us relate to one another. And so I kind of like that we were both born on Thursdays, and that's totally irrelevant to who we are as people, but is also kind of something that we can cling to and hold on to as part of our relationship.
And Steve, when I know that Stephanie is not an only child, so you have one sister, right?
I have two. I'm the middle.
Okay, you're the middle child. I mean, growing up, and all sisters?
Yep.
All right. Growing up, you were raising three girls, Steve. Did you do something special to try to differentiate your relationships with your girls?
Well, I always expected them to do things with their brains, not by batting their eyes to get their way, and it served them well.
Excellent. So give me an idea, Steph. The concept for this, we understand documenting changes as your dad has been aging, but that doesn't necessarily tell me about what the pictures are going to look like. So give me the greater concept. How did you decide what these images would be like?
Well, it's something I actually think about a lot as a photographer. I'm interested in that which is intangible. What I'm most interested in with my dad is not the physical changes, but how it's kind of like changing our relationship to one another. And so initially, I actually wanted to be in all the photos with him. And in the current curation of images, I'm only in about a third of them with him. And I need to kind of step back in front of the camera myself. But it just trying to talk about something that is more or less invisible is really difficult to do with the camera. Because it operates in a physical world. I need my subject in front of me. So I'm trying to like talk about that intangible thing using a very physical medium. And so bodies hopefully kind of carry a lot of weight in my images. And I'm trying to use gesture, though I've moved away from gesture in some of the more recent ones. I'm just kind of looking at him. They're just really beautiful portraits, somewhat from a distance of him. But I have wrapped his face with my hair, this kind of like subtle shrouding, this maybe protection layer of myself around him. I have an image where I'm holding his head kind of, and he's leaning into my arm. Those sort of gestures I've tried to find. They're not always the easiest gestures to find, so I have to kind of fill in the project with other things as well.
And how do you take the picture when you're in the picture? I mean, in this age of selfies, you're not holding a camera.
Sure.
How do you do it?
Oh, tripod. Sometimes my mom is like the greatest photo assistant ever. She happens to be nearby and I'll have it all set up and she just needs to kind of operate the shutter. It's a lot of camera on tripod and like really leaning into the image. They aren't fast, candid images. They're definitely thought out and planned and staged.
And Steve, I know you're doing this to help Steph. Your dislike of being photographed is kind of legendary in your family, though, isn't it? You used to tear up your childhood pictures?
I did. And my mother got to a point where she hit them so that I couldn't do that.
So you've always hated having your picture taken?
Pretty much.
So what is it like for you when you do these photo sessions with Steph?
What I have to keep in mind is it's for Stephanie. It's not about, like I said before, it's not about me. And if I can help her, I'll help her.
Now, she described some of the pictures, like the one where she's holding your head. It's a striking photograph. It's also just kind of a little bit odd. There are a couple other really odd images. There's one where you're kind of covering your head with your shirt, Steve. Have you ever said, no, I'm not going to do that?
I don't think I have.
No, I don't think he has either.
So where do the ideas come from, Steph?
I do kind of keep a list of images that I'm roughly working towards. So he'll be in town. He's coming my way. He'll be in my studio in Oxford in 2 weekends. So I've already started kind of planning out, all right, I want to take him here and attempt this. There's an image I have in mind wrapping him in some tall grass that I found, kind of cocooning him into this landscape. Who knows if it's going to turn out. Most of the images don't end up being anything. No, they come from just kind of contemplation about how I'm feeling about the subject. One thing that I've talked about with him a lot, but he isn't always as receptive to this. Well, he's receptive to the conversation, but he shrugs and I kind of blather on for a bit. But it's I want to not try to make him appear weaker than he is. When I speak of his aging, it's not that there's some huge change or there's like, I think a lot of people think of aging as weakening. And that isn't there. I'm very consciously trying to give him agency in the images, but he's so willing to do whatever I ask of him. And so I talk about trying to not exploit that beyond already exploiting the fact that he's willing to do it because he is my father, which is very, very sweet of him.
Well, and Steve, you're 65 years old, right?
I am.
And I have to say, I've seen the photographs. You look like a man who is aging well. But is it difficult for you to look at these pictures?
It wouldn't be my favorite pastime.
But
I'm okay with it.
All right. Do you have a favorite picture that's come out of this?
I don't. Pretty much in the moment for Stephanie. So
yeah.
I really don't have a favorite.
How about you, Steph? Do you have a favorite?
I think one that has kind of surprised me the most is the image that you described where he's underneath his sweater. It was kind of a gesture that I'd been thinking of, this idea of kind of maybe as you age, your body restricts you a little bit, and trying to get at that in a really abstract way. And it's an image that as I was setting it up, he was on the iPad sitting in this chair, and I'm framing everything and getting the exposure right. And I take the iPad away, and he was still wearing his readers, and he was glancing at me over the readers, and it was a really lovely portrait of him, and he's actually engaging with the lens, which I don't always have him do. And then we went on to do the image where he pulls the sweater over his head. And that's the image that I use in the body of work, but I was really torn between the two for a while. There was just an earnestness in the one where he was looking at me over the glasses. But I've really come to love that abstract gesture of the sweater was something I was hoping for, but has like grown on me and become more interesting, I think, with time. And that's kind of stood out for me.
I really enjoy the pictures of the two of you together. You can see the family resemblance. There's one where you've braided your hair together. Steve, you have long hair as well. How has this interaction changed your relationship? Steph?
I don't know that it's changed our relationship. It's certainly solidified his support of what I do. Like, I knew he was supportive, but this is above and beyond.
Even, right, and he didn't want to be in this interview either. But
I know.
Then he said if you wanted him to do it, he would. So thank you, Steve.
Yes. I was just about to say that like, this is, you know, it's very flattering and wonderful to have a father who's so willing to help out.
What do you think, Steve? Has this changed your relationship with Steph?
Yeah, from the standpoint that the intelligence that it just blows me away that she's now I don't know how to say it. She's just matured so much and learned so much, and my kids are all so intelligent, and it blows me away to think about that.
So it's fun to interact with her in her professional world in addition to the personal relationship.
Correct.
We have just a couple of minutes left, but I want to ask you, Steph, I mean, this started because you saw changes in your dad and that made you nervous because clearly you love him very much. How has this changed how you are feeling about the aging process?
I said initially it made me really anxious. I've certainly been doing kind of some reading about this just to kind of be more informed. It made me realize that we live in a culture that is really uncomfortable talking about aging. In fact, a lot of people cringe when I say I'm taking photos about my father's aging, and they just think like, oh my gosh, he's willing to like let you do that, because we have a pretty negative view. And so just kind of embracing it as it's a part of life, and it's just about remaining present and not being anxious about the future is kind of what I'm attempting with this project. And it's really kind of helped me stay present.
Now that people are seeing it and responding to it, what are they telling you?
Oh, I mean, a lot of people have commented that there's a lot of skin. I think that surprises them in a project with my father. But, I mean, the flesh is what ages. And so I want that to be one of the main textures in the projects. But yeah, no, I've had some conversations where a lot of people say I've gone home and I looked at my parents differently after I saw your work. And I like that the conversation can kind of continue beyond them just kind of seeing the images.
How long have you been taking these pictures?
I started in 2014, and I hope to continue. This is only kind of the beginning. I want it to be like a long-term transition sort of project.
How long?
It's hard to say when it would end. A lot of people think the end would be, oh, when my father passes away, which I am not interested in at all. I think of it as a space of transition, and I don't know when that space of transition will end, but maybe the better part of a decade? That's a guess. I don't know. I hope the project will tell me when it's done, but we'll see.
What has this led you to any other ideas as a photographer? Has it led you to look at your subjects in a different way?
Yeah, I have a few ideas for some new projects, mainly to continue to explore how I connect with people in my life. But those are still...
I mean, your other siblings, your other relatives are on notice, huh?
Yes, certainly.
Steve, maybe it's time to share this around, huh?
That's good with me.
All right. Well, Steve Brunia, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Steph, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Charity.
Stephanie Brunia is a photographer who lives in Oxford, Iowa. She's a 2016 Iowa Arts Council Fellow. I was talking with her and her father, Steve Brunia, who lives in Ames. Thursday's Child is on display in Cafe Barata at the State Historical Building in Des Moines through April 29th. Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Emily Woodbury, Dennis Reese, Claire Roth, and Lindsay Moon. You can get in touch with us anytime. Email talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @IPRTalk. I'm there too @CharityNebbe. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.